T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
In a recent radio interview, White House aide Stephen Miller said, quote, cancel culture is a very grave threat to American freedom, end of quote. In an effort to make sure people are afraid to speak their minds, radicals are effectively intimidating most common sense Americans to silence themselves. These are the same methods used by fascists who have risen to power to rule over totalitarian regimes. So if you can scare people from saying things they know to be true, you deprive them of the language to express themselves. And when you take away people's language, you then punish them severely for saying things we all know to be true. It becomes possible for minority of people to effectively bully the majority into acquiescence. Miller said, quote, the silent majority of Americans must refuse to be silent, end of quote. In fact, a new Cato National Survey finds self-censorship is on the rise in the United States. Why do people feel threatened? The Cato Institute explains they don't know because people are afraid to tell us. Self-censorship is widespread across various demographic groups. For example, 65% of Latino Americans, 64% of white Americans, and 49% of black Americans are afraid to share their political views. 65% of men, 59% of women, and 71% of religious people say the current political climate prevents them from expressing their true beliefs online or otherwise. So who supports the so-called cancel culture? Liberal postgraduate men, people who are worried about the economy, healthcare, or retirement. At 77%, staunch liberals stand out as the only group that feels they can share their opinions. At 23%, staunch conservatives make up the group that feels they are least likely to share their opinions. 50% of staunch liberals believe it would be acceptable to fire business executives from their jobs if they make it known they support Donald Trump. The suppression of ideas goes beyond everything this country is based on. Our First Amendment right to free speech is supposed to conquer any attempts to suppress any form of speech, no matter how much we disagree with those ideas or how much we find those ideas to be distasteful. In 1978, the ACLU took a controversial stand for free speech by defending a neo-Nazi group that wanted to march through the Chicago suburb of Skokie, where many Holocaust survivors lived. So how do we go about addressing this suppression of free speech, a suppression that is both nefarious and dangerous to our way of life? People have to recognize that there are many other people who share their opinions. If people realize that other people feel like they do, that other people have the same fears and concerns that they do, they might find the strength and courage to express their point of view. The attempts to suppress opposing points of view should especially be of concern during a presidential election year. It's believed that much of the intimidation is being done to suppress specific points of view, and the points of view that are most apt to be suppressed are those that reflect conservative ideas. It's believed that attempts to inject fear into voters are being done to make sure President Trump does not win re-election. At every turn, the cancel culture has been promoted by the left wing. Everyone needs to speak out on this issue. If the left continues to remain as silent as they have been about this threat to free speech, they should be reminded that the pendulum swings both ways. If suppression of conservative views is tolerated today, there's nothing to assure that suppression of liberal views won't be tolerated in the future. Either we have free speech or we do not. And while laws might not prevent the free expression of ideas, standing idly by while others are intimidated into silence is being complicit into silencing opposing points of view. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.